James Bond.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. I'm transsexual. Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
The Rio Theater is entering the third dimension with its brand new state-of-the-art 3D projector. Don't miss Piranha 3D at the Rio Theater.
1160 East Broadway Commercial. For more info, go to riotheatre.ca.
Program Cabba Radio may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth! Tonight, Cabba Radio whacks your funny bone, kicks you in the groin, then shoves you down the stairs!
Because that stuff's funny!
We welcome in studio Canada's tiniest terrorist and all-round entertainer of joy, Lauren Martin! Plus a few special surprises. As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ow! Woo! All right. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. All right. They're in a funny mood tonight. I like it.
They seem happy, though.
They seem happy. It's good. Because tonight... All right. Come on. We got to get to the show. Thank you very much. Woo. Thank you.
I'm excited for Lauren.
Woo! Yes. We'll find out what Canada's tiniest terrorist means when Lauren comes on the show a little bit later on this hearty har-har comedy show right here on Cab Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM. We're going to give away some tickets a little bit later as well. That phone number you're going to want is 604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR. Got some tickets to give away for the Rio Theater.
I'm going to ask what those were for. I thought you were going to hold it back on me.
And no, you can't win this week either. Iraq?
Okay, I couldn't win last week, and I couldn't win the week before. When am I going to be able to win?
You're not. Like I mentioned to you last week, I tried to explain it, that if I give you a prize, they'll think it's kind of like an inside job. So it wouldn't really work out well for the show, because then people wouldn't phone in. They think it was rigged. Even though we would know that you would be honestly trying to be the first phone call or... You know, we'd see that, but they might not. So.
Exactly, and I'd only be selling them for cocaine or crack or something.
Yeah. That's what you do these days.
Wow.
Ever since you've gotten involved with the burlesque scene, you've become a big
burlesque
crack cocaine
addict. Girlfriend went away for 2 months. I mean, my life is You know, it's changed.
This is a comedy show, but cracking cocaine is not a joke.
It's not a joke. Although, it's funny when you're on it, because it's fun. I mean, I don't know anything about that, but I imagine it would be fun if you were on it, and just, like, people are funny on it, I think. I don't hang around with people like that, but...
People are funny on drugs. We're going to get some maybe some marijuana-type songs, because that's definitely a drug that sometimes people think they're funnier, sometimes they are funnier. It just depends on the person. All sorts of songs. We got some clips from stand-up comics. Mm. We also have some new joke times with Eric Carberry.
Oh, yes.
And some of our past guests, including Carter Horty and Watermelon, will be doing some playing some clips that they either did on this show or they did at Kitty Night. So, big fun-filled comedy night coming up. Excellent. We'll try to be a bit funnier with Lauren when she's here. We hope the pressure's been put on. I think
for the comedy show.
Yeah, she was ripping it up in the back room, and so I feel a bit.
It's okay though.
A bit under, a bit overwhelmed.
I'm here to make us all feel.
It's true.
Extra stupid.
Oh, I didn't mean to say it's true to that. You don't say that.
Well, that's what I do. I just bring the really not funny stuff to make it seem funnier for the stuff that's kind of funny.
Hey, I wanted to get to something right off the top of the show before we get to some music. It's one of our guests. He's also was our Asian correspondent in Japan, because Cabaret is actually quite big over in Japan.
Taka.
And J-Mac Takahashi put together a top 10 list of why you should listen to Cabaret Radio, listen to Smooth and E-Rock.
Mm.
So this is from our Asian correspondent. You can give me a call. Let me know if you think it's funny or not. I'm going to do my best to read these off to you and make them funny. So 604-822-2487. Top 10 reasons to listen to Smooth and E-Rock on Cabaret Radio. Number 11.
Nice top 10 start.
I know it's a top 10 list, but... Like the way we make love, we are all about giving a little more.
Yes, yes, we are.
That is number 11.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10.
Number 10.
A little something called baby making radio. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know there's a few out there right now touching each other.
Number 9. Because T-Smooth will make out with you if you do, and E-Rock will make out with your girlfriend or boyfriend if you don't.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming for both. Right now.
Number 8. Top 10 reasons to listen to Cabaret. Number 8. Sex in your ears.
Ooh, I had that last night. It was kind of awkward and hurt a little bit.
Number 7. Because if you rearrange the letters of Teddy Smooth the E-Rock, it spells Tom Shock Creaky Dodd.
Yes, it sure does. Wrap that one around your pinky finger. And
just think about
it.
That. Tom Shock Creaky Dodd. Number 6 of why you should listen to Cabaret. Because we're wet, we're young, and we're barely legal.
Wait, are we talking about our guests?
Number 5, because every week we'll be giving away $1,000 to a lucky winner who calls in when we say, now.
Now.
Nope, guess. Nobody wins. Okay, weird. Sorry. We'll give away $2,000 next week.
Yeah, people, you gotta be quick.
Number 4, because it is the best way to avoid that awkward moment when we run into and ask you what you thought about the last show's week and there's nothing but an uncomfortable silence.
Awkward.
Number 3, because Smooth and Rock does the body good, baby. Number 2, a reason to listen to Cabaret Radio. Because Rock's mom says he's talented and Smooth Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
Ooh.
And the number 1 reason to listen to Smooth and E-Rock on Cabaret Radio, if you turn us up real loud.
Real loud.
Close your eyes.
Close.
And lick your fingers.
I'm licking.
We guarantee you'll come in your pants.
Yep, it worked.
That is courtesy of The Tack. He heads up our Asian fan club over in Japan because we are big in Japan. That is the top 10 or 11 reasons why you should listen to Smooth and E-Rock on Cab Radio.
We have a special caller who has just listened to our top 10.
Okay.
And, coming all the way from Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
We've got listeners down in Las Vegas.
Listeners, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What can I do for you?
Well, I thought I called in for my $1,000. I'm wondering when I'm going to get that.
Well,
you were just a bit late.
Yeah, we already moved on, and we had already done that $1,000 part. So next week, for sure, when we say that magic word, then make sure you call before we get on to the next thing, because it's quick like that. We work quick on Cab Radio.
I'd just like to say...
Okay, fair enough. Well, you know, I want to say, you know, down here in Las Vegas, you know, that fabulous city down here of gambling, drugs, rock and roll, strippers, and all that fun, you know, big fans of this Cab Radio shit.
Well, we appreciate your listenership in Las Vegas. With all that stuff that you could
it's
be doing, that you pick
us on a night
of course.
This. It's great. It's warm-hearted. It's making me feel... Oh, God, I just came again. Damn it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Keep it going.
There's our listener in Las Vegas. We have them all around the world. Asia, like we just mentioned, and now Las Vegas.
I do have to say that was my brother.
Why do you... Oh, God, you always do that.
Why? He's still listening. We still have the listeners.
But then that breaks it. Now they're going to think that...
But there's like...
That was a setup. It's the same thing as giving the prizes to you. Now they're not going to believe that we have listeners in Las Vegas. It's just one guy.
No, because there's three of them there. There's him and his fiance and the dog.
You need to learn a little bit about this whole radio business.
He's probably listening very intentively.
When we come back, we're going to continue on with our comedy show here on CITR 101.9 FM, Cab Radio. Our guest, we'll find out why she's Canada's tiniest terrorist. Can't wait.
Can't? I can.
Lauren Martin coming up just around the corner, but for now, listen to this.
Don't want to die yet.
Or don't.
I'm not ready to listen. If you can give me just a second, that'll be great, because...
There we go.
No, I need another second.
No, this is... Here we go.
Damn it.
We're going. We'll be back after this.
Don't mean I can't get you there. I guess he's an Xbox and I'm more an Atari. But the way you play your game ain't fair. I picture the fool that falls in love with you. Oh, she's a gold. Well, just don't you know. Ooh, I've got some news for you. Yeah, go on and tell your little boyfriend. See you driving around town with the girl I love. Stealing lie, cheat, trying to keep ya, trying to please ya. Just being in love with your ass ain't cheap. Nah, I picture the fool that falls in love with you. Oh, she's a gold. Well, just don't you know. Ooh, I've got some news for you. Ooh, I really hate your ass right now. She told me this is one for your dad. Yeah, she did. And I was like, why?
And now, joke time with Eric Carberry.
Hey, what did one saggy tit say to the other saggy tit? If we don't get some support soon, people will think we're nuts.
This has been Joke Time with Eric Carberry.
SpongeBob, you're wasting me precious carbon dioxide. I'm pumping it into the atmosphere, boy. Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool.
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
It's nice doing shows at UBC and for the station here. It's kind of weird, though. I'm getting older. I'm older than most of the people in the room, I think, here tonight. And,
Yep.
Thanks for that, asshole. But it's weird, like, and things change when you get older. Like, even things people say to me mean something completely different from when I was growing up. It's the same words. I understand the words, but they mean something completely different. When I was your age, a tranny was a car part. You'd hear conversations all the time like, God, I blew my tranny last night. Cost me $500. If you hear that today, it means you made a huge mistake on Craigslist. That's what it means. It's all different, you know?
I made that mistake last night.
Did you? My nephew came home from the mall the other day, and he had a huge bag of new clothes. I was like, hey, let me see your junk. That was the wrong thing to say. He ran to my sister and said, hey, my uncle wants to see my stuff.
Girl, I'm a sexually attractive man. That makes me a good artist. This is my new single. I hope you like it.
Wealthy men hired me to sing this song that they wrote for me. They're investing in this pricey music video, and they're paying to get it played on the radio.
On the radio.
And they're gonna sell a million.
A million.
Yes, it's gonna go platinum. Hey, baby, baby, I can tell that you are crazy, crazy. Shake that ass, girl, my rhymes are getting lazy, lazy. The things I'm talking about have nothing to do with the song, baby. But it don't matter, won't you show me that thong, baby? That's how it works in the pop music industry. 2009, motherfucker, that's just how we say. Market this song to young, impressionable, and insecure teenage girls. Cause all you gotta say is, ooh, baby, I love you.
Singing with my gay voice to let you know that I am sensitive. Oh yeah, I'm singing with
I love you so much. I wish we could be together. Unfortunately, we can't because I'm rich and famous and you're not. But why don't you just go out and buy my album? And tell your friends about it, too, so that they also go out and buy it.
Back here in studio, live on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. That was Jean Lajoie with a pop song. Going out to Lola Frost, who's one of our podcast listeners. Mm. She enjoys that song, especially the token rap part.
And we enjoy Lola.
Yes, we do. We are here on our comedy show, although so far it hasn't really been that funny.
Agreed.
What are you talking about? I've brought out some grade A material here.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but bring something back here, Teddy.
I'm trying.
It's a good thing we got.
It's just all this pressure of being funny.
Teddy's intimidated.
I'm intimidated.
He's intimidated by my beauty.
It's true.
Well,
that's why he's got his sunglasses
and
on.
And you're in the no pants chair, which isn't making it easier for anybody.
Well, but taking your pants off does make sitting in this chair a lot easier. Because it doesn't...
less sticking.
Well, yeah, this mirror, you wouldn't want to sit on it and break it with a heavy pair of jeans.
It's true.
Yes, we gave her the mirrored chair and made her take her pants off.
They said I'd take my pants off.
The voice you are hearing is, Canada's Tiniest Terrorist?
Canada's Tiniest Terrorist.
Lauren Martin. Mm-hmm. She has a show tomorrow night called Guilt and Comedy Number 3. It's going to be at... Is that what it's called? One Alexander?
One Alexander downstairs. The venue is called Guilt and Company. And Wednesday nights is our weekly Guilt and Comedy show. So if you're feeling like you got a lot of hang-ups, you got a lot of repressed issues, you have a lot of unchecked rage that comes out in the grocery store, maybe you should come and laugh all over your girlfriend.
Sorry.
Laugh all over your girlfriend?
No,
What he said. I hope that's what he said.
I do that as a therapy sometimes. So if my girlfriend gets sad, I make her lie down and then I just. And she feels better. Yeah. It's weird therapy. It's called laugh therapy. You should try it.
Mm-hmm. There's laugh yoga.
Laugh yoga, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That feels good too.
Releases laugh tension. Yoga. So,
but we have laughing and drinking, which is also a good combination.
So, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, you've started guilt explaining what
comedy.
It is. Guilt and Comedy. What is it?
Guilt and Comedy is a brand new night happening in Vancouver, and we are celebrating experimental comedy. Some comedians that you have seen doing slightly different acts or trying out new stuff, or it's just, as someone recently described it to me, it's a safe place to get weird. And I like that.
Can you describe that but do it funny this time?
It's kind of like here.
With a little like
So it's a
I'm a very physical comedian. I should have told you that before I came on the radio show.
You should see what she's doing in studio.
Baby. Wow, in the mirror chair. Just spinning round
mirror
and
chair,
round.
She's hilarious. Holy. Hilarious. You just can't see it at home.
I do bust my knees a little bit sometimes because I'm always like
the
I'm
shaky
always
knee?
Well, no, I'm always that person that doesn't think, and then I'm like in character and I'll like, you know, throw myself to the ground, and then I've ripped my pants doing that.
Oh, I thought maybe you were talking about the stripper leg. You ever watch guys in like stripper row and their legs are
jittering,
going like that.
Like they're going nuts, like
kind of like you're scratching
it.
That spot on a dog and they can't stop.
I've never seen that.
I really think you're describing yourself, maybe.
I was just going to say, you watched a guy
do Yes, I watched guys' legs in stripper clubs instead of the strippers.
He can't tear his eyes away from the guy.
They are alluring.
You probably see quite a few sexy acts every week when you're doing kitty nights. I have a few girlfriends that dance there.
Well, yeah, I did dance there not too long ago, so yes, he does see a few sexy acts.
Sometimes it can be sexy. But I recently saw a picture of that where there's a picture of two girls and they're making out, and there's me. I'm just like checking my computer. You know, I've been at it a bit too long when I'm not even paying attention to the two girls on stage making out right in front of me.
Didn't you take a little vacation?
I did. I took 2 weeks vacation.
What did you do?
I went down to America and I shot guns.
I went to America too. High fives. Yes. America's awesome.
Where did you go
fuck
in America?
Yeah. America. Fuck yeah. I went to Portland, Oregon, and we just drove down, me and some girlfriends. We all went in a car, five of us in a car. We survived. Thank you. Friendships intact. Thank you. We had a beautiful time.
Where'd you all sleep?
In a bunk bed. Five of us. It worked itself out. Actually, only three of us ended up sleeping on the bunk bed, and it worked itself out. But we went to Portland, and I haven't spent a lot of time in the States, and I just, like, love this so much. It's cheap.
Portland's awesome.
You can buy wine at the gas station. Everything's cheap. The service is good. I found the service to be phenomenal. You go to a restaurant, and people are just, like, they're on you. They're really working hard.
I'm still waiting for them to work for their tips more, right?
What's that?
Oh, I was just saying, a lot of them work for their tips.
They have a lower hourly wage, probably.
Which now is a big problem here in Canada with the LHST. A whole other story.
It's
people
hard,
not tipping
yeah.
as much now.
Well, look at your receipt. It's
yeah.
Like, you two are hilarious. I'm so glad we're having the comedy show.
We should start like a morning broadcast, and we can talk about
issues.
It could be called Mom's News.
Mom's
news for moms.
Mom,
here you go, Mom. Yeah. We could whine about the... this price of gas.
Gas
and Safeway. Have you been to Safeway lately?
Wow.
Their prices are crazy.
I would just believe everything is. I bought chicken today and very expensive.
In case you're just tuning in, this is not the grocery show. This is the comedy show here on CITR 101.9. I swear.
We're making magic.
It's getting funnier as we go. Lauren Martin, our guest, is here. Her show, Guilt and Comedy. Number three is getting underway tomorrow at Guilt and Company.
We have some fabulous guests.
And we're going to get to those in just a bit, but we're going to take a small musical break when we come back. We also have upcoming events later in the show, prizes to give away to the Rio Theater, and much, much more. 604-822-2487. But for now, some more music.
Girl. Tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Monday night is my night to cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday we make sweet weekly love. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
Trying to say
it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Oh, yeah.
Then went in the bathroom, brushing out teeth. That's all part of the foreplay. I love foreplay. A shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker. Ow, ow, ow. Then you sort out the recycling. That isn't part of the foreplay process, but it is still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that baggy old ugly t-shirt you got from your work several years ago. You know the one, baby, with the curly stain. I remove my clothes very, very clumsily. Sensuously over my pants. Now I'm naked, except for my socks. And you know when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is.
It's business. It's business time.
You know when I'm down to my socks, it's time for business. That's why they call business.
Ooh, it's business. It's business.
Make a love for, make a love for two, make a love for 2 minutes. When it's with me, girl, you only need 2 minutes, because I'm so intense. You whisper something sexy like,
is that it?
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh, yeah, that's it. And you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised. But I'm quite sleepy.
It's business. It's business time.
Business hours are over, baby.
It's business. It's business time.
That's a Flight of the Conchords here on Cab Radio CITR 101.9 FM. Back in studio with Lauren Martin.
Hi, Teddy.
Who on the beginning of the show we talked about being Canada's tiniest terrorist. And now our fire alarm is going off here at CITR. So I just want to warn our listener in case we have to...
cut to music.
Cut to music. We might have to get out of here. We're not sure what's going on. Maybe
but right
explain.
Now you and I are alone in the studio.
I know.
This is what I planned all along,
Did
Teddy.
You like how I sent Iraq away so that we could
be investigate?
Alone? Yes.
To investigate the fire alarm? There's a light blinking in here because they actually don't have the fire alarm ringing in here.
Yeah, you can hear it from outside, but
well,
so explain to us why you call yourself Canada's tiniest terrorist.
Well, in addition to fire alarms following me around mysteriously, I call myself a tiny terrorist because, well, somebody called me that once. It was a joke, I think. It made me laugh. but really, I mean, on my grandmother's side, she's Irish, and I do have that famed Irish temper, mostly when I'm hungry, because we don't like to feel famished, you know? Like, you don't want to cross me when I'm hungry, because
right.
I'll bite your head right off.
I'll just throw some potatoes at you and run.
No, I'll car bomb you.
Oh.
Or I'll egg your house.
See, I love how...
No, I don't do that anymore.
Because they were considered terrorists for a time.
That's terrorism, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, because they always had
a hot topic
the
debate.
U.S. talk about the war on terrorism, and I remember thinking, even at the time, like, what about all these other countries where terrorism is a tactic? They don't seem concerned with terrorism as a tactic. It's that they're concerned with terrorism against themselves.
Isn't it great that they have such a sense of humor that they can name a drink after it, an Irish car bomb?
Really? See, yeah. The Irish have a great sense of humor. I guess because they're so drunk. Maybe.
Not stereotyping there.
Do the Afghani people have a good sense of humor?
I don't know. I don't know too many Afghani people.
Their dogs are pretty hilarious.
I don't know what that
have
means.
You ever seen an Afghani? Google it. Google it, babe.
Now
you'll
you were
what
talking
I mean.
About. Okay, I'll Google Afghani dogs.
They're the ugliest dogs in the world.
You were talking about your show, Guilt and Comedy.
Guilt
it's going to be at the Guilt and
Comedy.
Penny at number one, Alexander downstairs. That's right underneath Chill Winston, correct?
Correct, right now, beside the big patio in Gastown.
You said that your show allows for weird sort of stuff to go on. Tell us about some of the things in the past. Well, why did it say that? What kind of weird stuff happens?
Well, this week we are really happy to have one of our first returning guests, Priscilla Costa, who is a well-known clown in Vancouver. She does very, like, European-style, like, real clowning, and it's just bizarre and sort of intimate and organic, and it's just, like, this crazy performance art kind of thing happening. But her act last week was so popular that we had to bring her back this week. Last week she was a greedy, greedy clown. But she was rich.
She does Buffon stuff as well.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm
Which
sure you're
is,
familiar with her.
Yeah, I've performed on the same stage as her. It's Buffon is sort of a for people that don't know what it is. Do you know the exact definition?
Please go ahead, Teddy. I want you to educate me.
I don't know the exact definition. A bunch of clowns that do like whatever they want in a sense.
Yeah.
Like you throw away a lot of the rules and you talk in a different language and.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
hold on to your character quite
it's
strong.
Very artistic. It's not like, ooh, like balloon animal clowning.
Yeah, no.
It's like performance art.
Sometimes the clowns are very dark and sort of demented.
Yeah, she was like this kind of greedy character, and she had all these pennies, and she was like feeling these pennies, and she was counting these pennies, and it became very sexual too at some point, and it's just like, it was so cool, and it also fits in with like a lot of other we had a giant banana show up 1 week. That was also a big crowd pleaser. It's kind of hard to
and who else can that. We get on this show? Who else do we have on this show?
On this show coming up, we have also Officer Mazeltov, who does poetic citations. He's a beat cop on the street, on the beat.
You bet I'm a beat cop!
He doesn't beat heads, though. He offers poetic beats. Bump. Like that? Bump, like beat cop? Bump. Dun, dun. And we have Andrew Menzies, and we have Sean Proudlove.
Proudlove.
Stand-up comedian. Yep. Full of pride.
He's funny.
He's very funny.
It's free.
It's free. There's no cover.
How often does that happen? How did you pull that one?
Well, because it's a fabulous show. We think everyone should see it.
There you go.
There's awesome. Beers from around the world. We also have Jackie Blackmore. I need to mention that. She's a last-minute addition to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I just elbowed, like, the
elbowing
keyboard.
Things in here. Making room.
It's okay. I'm getting a bit nervous with the alarm.
Yeah, I don't know. I went out and smoked.
Are you getting warm? Because I'm getting a little warm.
This hat in here.
It's pretty warm in here. I wonder if there's a fire.
That mirrored chair is starting to fog
it's
up
really
down there.
It's really foggy. Yeah, it's kind of... you can also come down. You can see Jackie Blackmore doing some sketch comedy and James Bergeron, Andrew Menzies, and I'm going to be doing a little stand-up myself this week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just because.
Sounds sweet.
Very sweet.
Well, I'm...
And it's not hot because it's not? In the basement.
Oh, it's a nice cool venue?
It's a very cool venue. It's in the basement, and they've got great drinks, great service. They have a unisex bathroom. Isn't that fun?
A unisex bathroom.
Yeah. You know, both. Multisex, maybe.
Right.
Multisex.
Is it like Chill Winston, where you all go in the same door, but then there's different doors?
Well, there's different stalls.
Sure.
You go in the stall.
Yes, very much like upstairs.
Yeah. You look nervous, Teddy. I don't think you should be.
I don't like alarms.
No.
Really? Do you like...
I just went and walked around. There's a lot of people standing around just downstairs. And nobody's really running anywhere.
Okay.
I'm just trying to make you sweat.
All the doors closed,
though. It's working.
That was random.
Well, we're going to maybe investigate a little bit more, come back and talk to you a bit more. But first, we're going to get to some more comedy. This is Dave Chappelle here on Cab Radio.
I love Dave Chappelle.
Talking about Sesame Street.
I turned on Sesame Street. I said, oh, whew, Sesame Street is much better because now he'll learn how to count and spell. But now I'm watching it as an adult, and I realize Sesame Street teaches kids other things. It teaches kids how to judge people and label people. That's right. They got a character on there named Oscar. They treat this guy like shit the entire show. They judge him right in his face. Oscar, you are so mean, isn't it, kids? Yeah, Oscar. You're a grouch. It's like, bitch, I live in a fucking trash can. I'm the poorest motherfucker on Sesame Street. Nobody's helping me. Then you wonder why your kids grow up and step over homeless people. Get it together, grouch. Get a job, grouch. So don't even tell me how to get to Sesame Street. That is a terrible place. I wouldn't go there if I knew the way. Who would want to live in a neighborhood like that? Fucking 6-foot pigeons walking around. An elephant that's a junkie.
Hyper.
Yeah, that's right, Snuffy.
Hi, Bird, I'm sick. I need some smack, Bird.
The Cookie Monster with his eyes popping out his head, screaming, cookie, 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 like, ugh. What kind of cookies are you talking about? Chocolate chips don't do that to people. And then they had the nerve to put a pimp on there. They didn't come out and say he's a pimp, but I know a pimp when I see one. They called him the Count. Had a cape and everything. You could have seen him pimping. Bitch, where is my money? You've been late 4 times. I've been counting. How many times must I smack you before you act right? 1, 2, 2 smacks.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub, Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
And now, joke time with Eric Carberry.
Hey, I was wondering, do infants enjoy infancy as much as adults enjoy adultery?
This has been Joke Time with Eric Carberry.
Now that President Bush is out of office, you're like, what's that guy gonna do with his time? And I'm thinking to myself, great job, he should be a porn star. Because he's already got the name, George Bush. Be a great name. And this would be his signature line in all his porn movies. He'd be like, you want to watch me launch another missile? Some shit like that. And then it'd be like, hey, you want to know why they call me president? Because I'll press a dent in your forehead with my balls.
And now, joke time with Eric Carberry.
Hey, if you try to fail and you succeed, which have you actually done?
This has been Joke Time with Eric Carberry.
Funniness. This is one of the most pleasant and exciting psychological changes which occurs. Dick, there's this little spot in your mind which tells you when something is funny, you know? And grass expands that little spot until that little spot takes over, and everything is funny. I mean, everything. Your friend's teeth are a riot. A simple hello brings on storms of laughter. And something which is genuinely funny, like a good joke or a Marx Brothers movie, can turn you into a compulsive maniac, writhing in agony and pleading for help. I know this is true because I just got back from a small town. In fact, the town was so small that when I plugged in my electric shaver, the trolley stopped. My room was so small that the mice were stoop-shouldered. That's why I say, let me entertain you, because that's all I want to be.
Now everybody gather round and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick.
But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick.
There you go, you're all getting it now.
When Texas people want to feel good,
they go assault a queer.
When stupid people need a thrill,
they rent the Rocketeer.
When Michael Jackson needs a rush,
he humps a guy like me.
But all we need is a bag of weed to keep us worry-free. One, two, three, ho! A bag of weed, oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. Oh, you don't need nothing, you don't need speed, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
Have a go, Brian.
As Mr. H.L. Mencken said, the common man's a fool.
And just like Helen Keller said, poof, boogie, people, boo.
But try and use your heads and don't buy into all the fear.
Cause all we need is a bag of weed to make us wanna cheer. And one, two, a bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. You can try and fight, but we're all agreed, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
Thank you.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
I'm moving a little slow tonight. I had a hot pocket for dinner. Good to see I'm not the only white trash here. I buy the hot pockets. I go in grocery stores. I'm like, oh, get these. I've never eaten a hot pocket and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that. I'm always like, I'm gonna die. I paid for that? Did I eat it or rub it on my face? My back hurts. Ow. I was looking at a box of Hot Pockets. They have a warning printed on the side. It said, warning, you just bought Hot Pockets. Hope you're drunk or heading home to a trailer. You hillbilly, enjoy the next NASCAR event. Hot Pockets! I like NASCAR. He's a jerk. Never really see that on a menu when you go out to dinner. You know, let's see, I'll have the Caesar salad and the Hot Pocket. Tonight's specials, we have a sea bass, which is broiled, and we have a hot pocket, which is cooked in a dirty microwave. And that comes with a side of Pepto. Is your hot pocket cold in the middle? It's frozen. But it can be served boiling lava hot. Will it burn my mouth? It'll destroy your mouth. Everything will taste like rubber for a month. All of the hot pocket. Hot Pockets, yeah. They haven't been around that long, like 10 years. How'd they come up with that? Was there some kind of marketing meeting like, I got an idea. How about we fill a Pop-Tart with nasty meat? And you can cook it in a sleeve thing. And you can dunk it in the toilet. There is the vegetarian Hot Pocket for those of us that don't want to eat meat but still would like diarrhea. Hot Pocket! It should just come with a roll of toilet paper. Diarrhea Pocket! You ever notice there's no dignified way to buy toilet paper? You always had to buy that multi-pack of like 18 rolls, stick it in your cart. Everyone in the store is like, does that guy ever leave the bathroom? What's he living off of Hot Pockets? Hot Pocket! There's the lean pocket. I don't even want to know what's in there. Imagine the directions. Take out of box, place directly in toilet. Flush pocket! Pocket, 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 pocket. Recently, they introduced the breakfast Hot Pocket, finally. I can't think of a better way to start the day. Good morning! You're about to call in sick. Hot Pocket! Now you can have a Hot Pocket for breakfast, a Hot Pocket for lunch, and be dead by dinner. Pocket. Do love that jingle. You think they worked hard on that song? What do you got so far, Bill?
Hot Pocket.
That's good. That's very good. Not as good as your bimenin, but it's good. Now, what are we gonna run in Mexico?
Caliente Pocket.
You've got a gift, my friend. Don't hide that in a bushel basket.
pocket.
I saw a commercial for a chicken pot pie Hot Pocket. Now they're just messing with us. Just a matter of time. Have you tried the Hot Pocket, Hot Pocket? It's a Hot Pocket filled with a Hot Pocket. Tastes just like a Hot Pocket. I'm gonna go and stick my head in the microwave. Hot Pocket! He went crazy up there. I didn't know what he was doing at the end there. I thought he was on drugs or something. Very weird.
And now, joke time with Eric Carberry.
Whose cruel idea was it for the word lisp to have an S in it? Real fair, buddy.
This has been Joke Time with Eric Carberry.
I haven't slept at all since I saw you at the mall. With just one steely glance, I was seduced. Now the girl that I adore stands on Macy's second floor, in between petites and women's shoes. On your tiny platform stage, with your skin of Band-Aid beige, you silently inhabit my whole world. In the same pose every day, you have stole my heart away. You're my fantastic plastic girl. Your lovely arms and legs, all attached by metal pegs, their loose embrace just makes me love you even more so. We would be the perfect match if I could just get you detached from the steel support rod bolted to your torso. My little darling, I know we'll rise above those who would condemn our love, resisting all their efforts to examine it. Ah, but if they only knew the loving heart that beats in you, notwithstanding that you are inanimate, I'd swim the Atlantic and roam the seas to bring my mannequin home to me. And until you snap in half, you'll rock my world. I'll never tire of your beauty or your smoking hot fiberglass booty. You're my fantastic plastic girl. You could be a bit more sexable if you were just a bit more flexible. You're my fantastic plastic girl. We really mean it. Your worth as a mate is debatable, but at least you're not inflatable. You're my fantastic plastic girl.
Gunman! Holy crap! Good to see you!
Hey, man!
Jeez, you've been gone a long time. How long's it been?
Yeah, like 5 months.
Yeah, where have you been?
In a relationship.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, the first week was really great, but then after that...
No, I get it.
Yeah, it was really kind of hard.
Bummer, man! Here, let me turn the music down. This sounds important. Tell me about it.
Well, it started out really good. We were, like, holding hands and cooking dinner together and having lots of sex. But I don't know, then things changed and she started demanding more and she started getting angry and she wanted me to do this thing called the shocker. But I didn't know what the shocker was. And then she was yelling at me and then I would start crying like I am now. And then we broke up. Now what am I going to do?
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
All right, well, we're going to start off this upcoming events with Guilt and Comedy number 3. We have Lauren Martin here, who is one of the founders of Guilt and Comedy. Tell us one more time, what is Guilt and Comedy? I mean, I'm probably going to ask you again later on in the show, too, but...
Guilt and Comedy is a weekly experimental comedy show happening at Guilt and Company right in the heart of Gastown at 1 Alexander. Guilt and Company downstairs.
Some might call it a night of terrorism.
Freak
if we terrorize your funny bone.
And we're going to give away some free tickets
to
that.
We have free tickets.
So if you'd like to win free tickets, just call 604-822-2487.
The thing is, you have to pick them up from my house. And when you come to pick them up from my house, you have to hang out with me for a little bit.
Please win these ones.
Free tickets to a free show.
You got to hang out with me for a bit.
That is Guilt and Comedy number 3 at number 1 Alexander Downstairs.
Free tickets.
Three free tickets?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go crazy.
Bring
three
that free third
tickets.
Wheel.
Three.
I love the third wheel.
It's all about experimenting, so have your open relationship and come down with all three of your lovers.
Our first show, we had a goth girl right in the front row. She didn't crack a smile the whole time. It was amazing.
I love that.
Last week, we had a girl with blue hair that all the guys I knew were crushing on. A girl with blue hair, if you were at the last week Guilt and Comedy Show, like, every guy in there was like, who's the girl with blue hair? And then she came alone. She snuck out. All mysterious,
Someone should write an I Saw You ad in the Georgia Strait.
Oh.
Moving over to Friday at 11:30 p.m., it is the Rio Theater's midnight double feature this week. It is Legend and Willow. Legend is with Tom Cruise, and it also has Tim Curry. It's sort of a, what is it? It's a
fantasy,
dark, weird, I don't know. It's a weird movie.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
I like Willow better.
And it's one of Tom Cruise's first ones. He's really, really, really baby face, so it's kind of weird movie. And then Willow, written and produced by George Lucas, directed by Ron Howard, and also produced by Steven Spielberg's company, tells the story of the evil queen sorceress Balmorda, who is searching for a child with a birthmark that will bring about her downfall. The child ends up in the hands of, what did they say here, a tiny village.
Well, it's a village of tiny people.
Yes, that's
tiny
it.
Terrorists.
Tiny terrorists. Played by...
I'm in this movie. Oh, I am. Awesome. I'm the baby.
Nice.
And Mad Mardigan. Val Kilmer is in it. Mad Mardigan. So that is Legend and Willow. And actually, I have free tickets to those as well, if you'd like to win free tickets
holy
to
prizes,
Legend
people.
And Willow for Friday at 11:30, if you want to go. 604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR. And you can have tickets to Legend and Willow at the Rio Theater this Friday. Moving over to Sunday, and every Sunday at the Biltmore, it is Kitty Nights Presents. This week it's Kitty a Go-Go. It's a whole night of go-go featuring four of your favorite go-go burlesque artists, including Misfit, Carol Brunette, Burgundy Bricks, and Miss Kiss. It's going to be a whole sort of 60s inspired go-go burlesque and go-going. They're all going to interchange go-go, so you're going to see all four of those beautiful ladies throughout the whole night, including the professor. He's not a lady, but you know what I mean. And me, DJ Teddy Smooth, will be there putting on some music. So again, that is Kitty Nights Presents Kitty a Go-Go this Sunday at the Biltmore. Doors at 8 o'clock. Show is at 9 o'clock. That is it.
Go-go.
Go-go. Do you know what movie I love?
For upcoming events.
Faster, Pussycat. Kill, kill. That's all. It starts out with this big go-go scene.
The go-go.
Yeah, go, go. They're yelling go at the girls, right? Because they're dancing and they're like, go, go.
It's been a while since I've seen that.
Watch it. Watch it, buddy.
Oh, I will.
It was at the, it was one of the midnight shows at the Rio.
It was. I saw the poster. So. It was this summer.
Lots of sweet upcoming events this week. We'll be back with more of the comedy show here on CITR.
Hilarity that ensues.
Thanks for the sarcasm.
You're welcome. CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Word, adjective, pronoun, adverb, run on and on and on, where my gerunds at, parenthetical, shit, motherfucker, ass tits, cunt, cock, motherfucker, shit, ass tits, motherfucker, shit, come on, pickety-fuck, pickety-fuck. Shit, motherfucker, ass tits, cunt, cock, motherfucker, shit, ass tits, motherfucker, shit, come on. You take some shit, put it up on the wall, check it out for a while. You take that shit up off of the wall, put it down on the floor in a glass bowl. You take some fuck, put it up on the wall where the shit used to be. You take that fuck up off of the wall, put it down on the floor with the shit in a glass bowl. What? Yo, here's another little piece of advice, You take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack.
It's a stack of fuck shit on top of itself, nigga.
I make references to weaponry, ancient or new. I wear bulletproof vests for no apparent reason other than to create a false sense of importance, of which I could never retain on my own. I like to create a buffer memory of incredulity, so y'all motherfuckers could never get near to me. I'm a cartoon character. You'll never be able to be like me. Me. I like women. I like women. I like the concept of a woman. I like to take that concept and reduce it to an object. I like to take those objects and put them in my videos. Have them shake their jiggly bits so they look like hoes.
I like to take some car polish, smear it all over their asses and buff that shit out so it looks like fresh peaches and shit. I like to take some more of that car polish and smear it all over their tits and buff that shit out so it looks all sparkly like diamond necklaces and shit. Why? Cause I'm a ladies man. A ladies man. A la 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 ladies man.
I'm a materialist. I'm a materialist. I'll take a piece of shit car and I lower the motherfucker. Put some 18 inch rims on the motherfucker. Take some neon, put it underneath the motherfucker. So when I roll around this town, it looks like a hover, hover, hover. I like to take a flat panel display monitor. Put one on the steering column, one inside of the glove box, one on top of the dashboard, two in back of the headrest, one mounted in the ceiling, two still in the motherfucking packaging on the back seat so when my motherfucking friends go and sit on the shit and break it. Word. I can honestly say I just don't give a fuck. You take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. It's a stack of fuck shit on top of itself, nigga. Yo, where my girls at? Where my girls? Where my grills at? Where my grills at? Where my girls at? Where my girls at? Where my grills at? Where my grills at?
Where
my
grills
at? Fuck shit. 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 Fuck shit.
And now, joke time with Eric Carberry.
If a girl has big feet, does that mean it hangs like a church bell?
This has been Joke Time with Eric Carberry. And now, joke time with Eric Carberry.
Hey, if a deaf person swears, does his mother wash his hands with soap?
This has been Joke Time with Eric Cobbery.
Down at an English fair, one evening I was there, when I heard a showman shouting underneath the flare, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. There they are, standing in a row. Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Every ball you throw will make me rich. There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roly bowl a ball a penny a pitch.
Singing roly bowl a ball a penny a pitch. Singing roly bowl a ball a penny a pitch.
Roly bowl a ball, roly bowl a ball, singing roly bowl a ball a penny a pitch. Now that I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, every ball you throw will make me rich.
Have a banana.
There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roly poly ball a penny a pitch. All together now.
Singing roly poly ball a penny a pitch.
Harmony.
Singing roly poly ball a penny a pitch.
Roly poly ball.
Roly poly ball.
Singing roly poly ball a penny a pitch.
This evening. Alrighty then.
Jane.
I'm born, yeah, I was raised in this country, you know, and I live in Los Angeles now. No, I do. I live in Los Angeles. It's weird though, you know, because when you tell people in Los Angeles you grew up in Canada, they don't know what goes on up here, you know, so a lot of times you get the same answer. Wow! Must have been cold! You know? And I used to get upset. I used to explain to them about the four different kinds of seasons we have and stuff like that. But now I find it's more fun just to go along with it.
Yes. Canada. It was a frozen, hostile wasteland. And there was much work to be done if we were to survive the elements. After boring a hole through the ice to find food, my good friend Nantuk and I would build an igloo to protect ourselves from polar bears and flying hockey pucks. Then we would drink a lot of beer. And when Nantuk was ready, he would tell me the story of the great moose who said to the little squirrel, "Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat."
Oh, man. But I'm here now. I'm here and I feel good tonight. Really good. Excellent. Super. I just want to go, 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 go. I think those subliminal motivation tapes are starting to make a difference. Something, you know? Seems like we're always trying to fend off these negative impulses, you know? It's like you're with a friend, could be your best friend in the whole world, stand about 2 feet away talking to you. You're thinking, my goodness, I could just fire out and hit him right now. He would never expect it. He's my friend! See, insanity is never that far away. It's as close as saying yes to the wrong impulse. The people who stay sane are the people who can make those quick decisions. Should I stick my fingers into the fan or leave the room right now? Should I run the blade of this razor across my tongue or just keep shaving? Come on, you're right there. You could just go, ha ha ha. See, luckily, most of us have that little voice inside our head that says, Turning the car into oncoming traffic is counterproductive. If we could learn to control our impulse, man, we could all be like Jimmy Stewart, you know? I love that guy. You know, because no matter what happens, no matter how bad things get, Jimmy Stewart can look at it in a positive way. I guess we're going to have ourselves a nuclear holocaust. Well, hey, everybody, come on over to the window. Oh, look at that mushroom cloud. Isn't that beautiful? And the amazing thing to me is that that's something so magnificent, so colorful, could just melt your face right off. That's positive energy, you know? We gotta find a way to channel these impulses in a positive way. That's why I love music, man. Anything that makes a human being wanna go is okay with me. We should open up the parameters of what we listen to, though, you know? There's just so much wonderful music in the world. Like, it bothers me that the people in this country and the United States don't know about the incredible pop music coming out of the Middle East right now. I'm totally into it. I'd like to be the one to bring it to the West. Come on, clap your hands. We'll do one of the songs. Just like that. Ha. Keep it going. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. To listen to that, you know? Radio is just so much different over there.
That was Hottie Ba by Cool Abdul. Coming up next on Libby a Rap, DJ Jazzy Mahachnabar and the Fresh Roughs on Johnny.
UBC Learning Exchange Trek Program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during Reading Week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
In the studio here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name's Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's right over there.
Yo, yo.
Our guest in the studio, Lauren Martin, is here as well.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
It means good evening.
Oh.
Good evening.
For right. those bilinguals.
Bilinguals.
Well, we are in Canada.
Bilinguals. Mm. Bilinguals. We were doing our exercises. Now, how much with comedy and stuff like that, with improv, do you find? Does that help? We were doing the toy boat, doing all the, you know, warm-up.
Go bananas. Go bananas. That helps for improv.
Yeah.
This shit is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
That'd probably be good for it, too.
That's not bad. That's not a bad warm-up. We could do a few stretches. Roll downs that I learned in acting school, too. You know, a little roll back downs. Stretch. Yeah, roll down. You just kind of, like, roll your head down, bend right, over, yeah. Stick your bum in the air. Then you roll back up. Mm-hmm. I learned how to breathe for a few solid months at acting school.
I still haven't learned how to breathe.
A lot of people breathe improperly.
They breathe into their chest when they should be breathing into their bellies.
People breathe backwards, too. If you exhale and then inhale, you'll find that you're much more relaxed. Try it.
You exhale first?
Yeah.
Isn't that just a manner of thought?
If you're hyperventilating, people tend to, and they try and breathe in too much. So if someone's hyperventilating, that's the advice you should give them. Not necessarily all the time. But you say, exhale. You're doing fabulous,
darling. That's good over there. It's good radio. I like it.
Breathe.
This is our comedy show. We've been playing all sorts of comedic bits throughout the show, including Eric Carberry's Joke Time.
That Jim Carrey bit was pretty old.
It was. I think that was just after he finished Ace Ventura.
I'd like to see him tour again. He should get back out on the road and work his material.
Jim, this is a shout out to you.
Jim, we care about you. We want to hear you.
I'm actually one of your biggest fans.
I would like to see Eddie Murphy do that as well and stop doing crappy
movies. Eddie Murphy has a lot of child support bills to pay. He's got to make those crappy movies.
He'll pay the movies. If you like this show or any of other shows, you can check it out on our podcast, CITR.ca, under shows, under the letter C. Mm-hmm. They're right there. This is episode 68. Next week is 69, and 69. It's our Cabaret Rodeo show. We also have the week after that is our back-to-school special.
Mm.
We'll be giving away some prizes. We have, so far, we have booked a magician. singer-songwriter, and we'll also have our good friend Franklin T. Schneider hanging around telling us about the Fringe, because the Fringe is coming up as well for the land of comedy and theater and all that good stuff. And fun shows coming up in September as well. E-Rock, I believe, is going to be hosting another E-Rock's Talent Search. So if you'd like to come on the show, don't have to be a musician. You can have some sort of talent you'd like to display on the radio. Hopefully it's radio-friendly. You can contact us at cabaradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search the iTunes store. CITR-CABRADIO. When we finish here in Cab Radio, we always do a Cab Radio After Dark. Tonight's selection is Fatty Fatty and the Roaches.
Ah, yes. Fatty Fatty.
And the Roaches.
I enjoy a fatty.
Aren't they Canadian?
They are Canadian, so we're going to be playing some CanCon throughout the night, taking you all the way until 6 in the morning here at CITR, when Suburban Jungle will be right after that, right around the corner from that. So stick around for that. This has been our comedy show. I'd like to thank our guest, Lauren Martin, for being here.
You're welcome, and thank you.
She has a show, Guilt and Comedy. It's the third one. It is at Guilt and Company, which is 1 Alexander, downstairs underneath Chill Winston.
And it is a weekly show, so it will continue after this week as well, every Wednesday.
Free.
Are they one?
Every Wednesday. Free cover.
Free cover. The lineup this week includes Andrew Menzies, Sean Proudlove,
Officer Mazeltoff, Jackie Blackmore, James Bergeron, and Priscilla Costa.
And you're going to be emceeing along with your
Kate
producing partner as well.
Kate Lumsden and Lauren Martin will be playing hosts.
And if you like sort of maybe some offbeat comedy, maybe something a little bit different, go down and see it. It's tomorrow night, starting when?
9:30.
Goes till?
Goes till about 11 or 11:30. We like to keep it tight.
And this is like a fully licensed venue. You can have some drinks. And
they have beers from around the world. It's a really fabulous place. They have little snacks. They have all their menus are in old record sleeves.
Oh, neat.
And they're all like hand-painted. Everything's really neat there. And they have great music every other night of the week, too. Mm-hmm. And they have giant Jenga blocks.
Jenga blocks? Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Like regular Jenga, but giant size.
Who doesn't
Sounds like a giant hipster hangout.
Thanks, Teddy. Thanks for the sarcasm once again.
Yeah, zingers.
That's the comedy coming to you every Tuesday night on Cab Radio.
Go check it out, Guilt and Comedy. Third one, it's a weekly show going to be going
Teddy's
on.
Teddy's going to come because he feels guilty.
I am going to go see it, actually.
And I may come because he needs the company.
I do need the company.
Guilty company.
Guilt.
Oh, that's good.
And company.
I like that. You guys might have worked that out.
No?
No? Wow, you guys are that good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening this week. As I said, next week, Cabba Rodeo.
Cabba Rodeo!
Yeehaw!
Cabba Rodeo up, because the peony's on and all sorts of rodeo stuff's going on, so we're going to have some fun.
We're going to Brokeback Mountain it like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Mm.
What?
Oh, wait.
That's weird.
That's that movie that... Oh, crap.
Stick around for Cabba Rodeo After Dark, but for now, we're going to hit some Flight of the Conchords up, and... That's gonna be it for us, so we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Ha ha ha. Show was funny.
Yeah. Look around the room. I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room. In the whole wide world. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three. Good looking girls on the street. Yeah. Depending on the street. Ooh. And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, what is she doing? At my mate's place, how did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like this? Good one, Dave.
Ooh, you're a legend, Dave.
I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I say, Dave, do you mind if I do?
He says it doesn't matter, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low. Here we go. You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
You could be a waitress. Mm. You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
You could be an air hostess in the 60s. You're so beautiful. You could be a part-time model. And then I see the deal. I do my moves, I do my dance moves. It's 12:02, just me and you, and seven other dudes around you on the dance floor. I draw you near, let's get out of here, let's get in a cab. I'll buy you a cabana, and I can't believe that I'm sharing a cabana with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a cabana. Let's go to my house so we can feel each other up on the couch. Oh no, I don't mind taking it slow. Oh, now, oh, yeah. Cause you're so beautiful.
Like a tree. Or a high class prostitute.
You're so beautiful.
You could be a part-time model.
You probably still have to keep your normal job.
Part-time model.
Spending part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me. And then the rest of your time doing your normal job.
So I have this acid, right? And I'm doling it out. I don't know how to do it. I don't want to touch it, right? So I get my tweezers. I'm doling it out with my tweezers, right? Now, I personally don't take acid anymore. But every time I pluck my eyebrows, I start to hallucinate. And which kind of has its problems, because the other day, I actually Brazilian waxed my brow and monobrowed my bikini line. And now my vagina's got a great sense of humor. And it ought to. It looks like Groucho Marx.
Hey, we all know your girlfriend's great, but sometimes you just need a little something on the side. We all do. Before, you had to phone and worry your girlfriend might hear the quiver in your voice. But now you can be worry-free. Send a text message. Telus presents their new pussy package. Send all the text messages you want for only $12.95 a month. Send a text message and set your mind at ease as you ravage the body of your lover. Here at Telus, we can't cheat on your girlfriend for you, but we can help. Telus, the future is friendly.
Well, the weather for the whole area will continue much the same as the past few days. Temperatures 17 centigrade, that's 49 Fahrenheit. Winds will freshen later tonight to southwest, force 6 or 7. And there will be showers, sometimes heavy in many... Oh, sod it. I didn't want to do this. I don't want to be a weather forecaster. I don't want to rabbit on all day about sunny periods and patches of rain spreading from the west. I want it to be... a lumberjack! Leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant redwood. The larch. The fir, the mighty Scots pine, the lofty flowering cherry, the plucky little aspen, the limping rude tree of Nigeria, the towering wattle of Aldershot, the maidenhead creeping water plant, the naughty Leicestershire fleshy oak, the flatulent elm of West.
first Risley, the Quercus Maximus Bamba Gascoigne, the Evangelus Levata Hueus Greenus, with my best buddy by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesdays he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He cuts down trees, he skips and jumps, he likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
He cuts down trees, he wears high heels, suspenders and a bra.
Just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.